Live from the 1480 AM studios in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, listening to Mrs. Robinson, one of my favorite movies of all time, The Graduate.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I've never met a Mrs. Robinson. I'm sure you have. Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac in studio. I'm Dave Isaac.
Yeah, and it is from The Graduate, but this version is by the Lemonheads, and it's from my number 12 best movie of the year, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh
yes, I love that movie. Yeah.
So we're going to count down throughout the show today.
That's the first shocker, though. I haven't seen it yet, yeah. But I would have thought it would have been top three the way you described it, the way Dave and everyone's been talking about
and
it.
And that should tell you how good the good. Other 11 are.
So this was a good movie year for you.
You saw it now? Yeah? You liked it, huh?
Yeah, we saw it this weekend.
Oh really? And you liked it?
Yeah, we thought it was good.
Wow. Yeah. Jonah Hill, best supporting actor. What do you say, Eric?
Toothy.
Toothy.
Yes,
he was really good.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah. And he would be my pick for, because I do have a list here of my picks for, you know, if we were doing like awards.
Oh, yeah.
And Jonah Hill would be my pick for best supporting actor.
Very good. He's really developed, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, he has.
Very, very nicely.
Yeah.
He's a good writer, too.
I see big things for him.
Yeah, we've got...
There's already big things, Dave.
Oh, yeah, but even bigger.
Well, he's losing weight, though. But,
he has.
No, he was a lot thinner than he is in that movie.
Yeah,
he gained a little back.
Yeah. We'll have to see what he looks like in 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, we saw the trailer. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially the part at the end of the trailer with Dave Franco and Rob Riggle in jail together.
Yeah.
And we can't talk about what they say, but be sure to check out the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you know, we're going to be talking about 12 of my favorite movies of the year. These are, you know, and here's the thing, though. Movies are subjective, I am not the, you know, be all and end all kind of, you know, person. I this is just my opinion.
You're pretty good.
Well, because I see a lot of movies. That's what, you know, makes it me a little more, you know, legitimate than most people, is that I see almost everything that is released. Mm-hmm. And but again, these are movies that touched me and moved me and meant something to me. Doesn't mean that they're going to mean something to Dave or to Greg or to, you know, Eric or anyone that's listening, but these, for some reason, touched me throughout the year.
Oh, well, very good. And that's important, though.
Yeah, and we'll also
get to... You're a fan favorite.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's great. See, the thing is, I didn't really make a list. I'll say some of my, I know, at the end of the show we'll talk about it. But part of where I'll get some is some of the ones I've seen that you'll talk about.
Yes.
Then it'll bring back my memory. Because right now I'm thinking, what did I see this year? So I'm going to have to, while we, you know, go on.
Yeah, and it's not just a best movie show. We've got a lot of other stuff.
Again.
I know you are.
Unbelievable.
You? We've got a lot of stuff going on today. We've got we're going to recap some of our guest experts. You know, because you know, last year we had a lot of guest experts
on. Oh,
yeah.
No, it's coming back.
Uh oh. No, don't do that. And
I can't help it. This is the only way I can talk.
No, don't do it then.
That's how I feel today.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh well, then I'll just
really.
It'll
You're
just
under the weather.
Yeah, a couple days now.
Oh no! Sorry to hear that.
I'll live.
Oh, no. Yeah, he has a lower voice when he's under
the weather.
He sounds
much more enthusiastic today. Yeah,
sounds like the Godfather.
Well, you know why? Because I got zero sleep last night. Absolutely zero.
Zero sleep.
Yikes. Wow.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Nice miserable. Time at your house last night.
What's that?
Zero sleep.
Nice time at your house last night.
Wow. Not even.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll also do an in memoriam. We have a segment for, you know, all the film industry folks that have passed away this past year.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, well, that's also kind of a downer, but this is also a big downer. Worst movies of 2013.
Oh, yes.
So we'll talk about some of those, some of the misses. And, you know, we'll recap some of the other awesome events that took place in 2013 as well. And some really cool things today. We've got Dave's best random enlightenments of 2013.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yes.
This is going to be fantastic.
This is going to be fantastic. We've got 20 of them so far, you know? So
20? That many?
Yeah. So throughout the show today, we are going to count down those 20 in order of our our fans voted.
And which? Good.
Our fans voted?
Yeah, the fans voted. What?
And they voted.
Wait, on his random enlightenment?
I just tend not to believe it.
Okay. Well, all of our fans voted, but anyway.
Excellent. Wait, on what? The random enlightenments?
Yeah, the random enlightenments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So we'll count down. We'll see. You know, we're not playing the whole bits of random enlightenments, but we've got like 30 seconds of each.
Oh, and, perfect. I was going to say, yeah, how do we fit that in?
It's nice little, you know, memories throughout the year.
Absolutely.
Nostalgia.
I can't believe 2013 is already over. I know everyone says it.
It's over.
Every year really goes by faster and faster. And for someone as old as Dave,
yeah. mm-hmm.
every year must just feel like 5 minutes. I mean, it's
unbelievable. In fact, 2014 is almost over.
It probably is for him. Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
Just don't go to sleep, because when you wake up, it'll be gone.
He sleeps a lot, this guy.
Oh, I do not. Hey. I only got 5 hours sleep.
How much sleep did you get?
No, it was not a good time.
Uh-oh.
No, not at your house either.
Yeah, but I got up early to do some working. Work.
Okay.
At 5.
Well, how much sleep did you get on New Year's? On New Year's Eve, did you have a party?
I had more sleep on that. No.
Did you stay up till midnight?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I did.
You're just working, huh?
I was up at midnight.
You see, he travels a lot, and he'll fall asleep. It'll be funny. He's fallen asleep, not on our show here, but on remote locations. He'll
first
fall
time
asleep.
I ever did that. It was at a. It was very loud.
We were at a McFadden's at Westgate for.
But it was like a four
New
six,
Year's.
To six
Everyone's
hour
in there. You know, and I'm just producing, not really talking.
I just say, excuse me, and I'm sitting
No,
down.
He's sitting in the chair next to all of us, and there's like four of us doing the broadcast. We're talking about college football. And then I look over, and there he is, just slumped over. He looked like he was dead, actually, and a few people looked.
I played possum.
Yeah, it's like, how did he fall asleep?
You know how many
everyone
waitresses
screaming
came
and
up to me?
That
event
stuff.
Alone?
Well, wow. Okay.
You've heard of mouth-to-mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No further questions.
Well, how about you, Greg? Did you have a nice New Year's Eve?
It was fine. It was you know, just the basic one, having to do on New Year's Day, all that stuff. So.
Yeah. You guys were busy.
Yeah, it was. But it was fun, though.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. But New Year's Day was
New Year's Day was
fun.
Cool. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Well, New Year's Eve. Now, normally I sit around and I'm happy to just watch New Year's Rockin' Eve or the Times Square coverage, right?
That's what I saw.
Yeah. And I did as well because I DVR'd it.
Anderson Cooper. With that
weird
Anderson girl.
Cooper?
She. Oh. What's her name? So,
Kathy Lee Gifford?
No. What? Kathy.
Griffin.
Oh.
Griffin.
Griffin. Okay.
But
yeah.
She's not even funny.
No, I don't. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's like, why is she even there? And I saw it last year, and it was so dumb. I thought I'll watch it again this year, and it was just dumb. You know, she would do stupid things like handcuff him. And it's like, what?
Well, I DVR'd a few different broadcasts.
Oh, you did.
I had Mario Lopez on Fox.
Oh, he does the Vegas thing.
Yeah, he
right?
did Vegas, and that was okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I saw the watermelon drop.
I didn't see that, but. I think, did he do it last year too?
No, last year was Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, okay.
That did not go over very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But
well,
I
saw Miley.
Someone talk
Miley
about
Cyrus,
that.
Yeah. She was on Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah,
literally was on Ryan Seacrest.
I sort of like that one.
It was fantastic watching her go to town.
Okay, yeah. I'm not a fan of Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana.
It wasn't too bad.
But, you know,
wasn't bad.
As long as she doesn't talk.
Who's Ryan Seacrest? Is he famous for singing?
American Idol host.
Wait,
Ryan Seacrest?
I think we're better.
He's also a radio talk show host, just like you, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, then I want to do it next year. Really, I want to do the New Year's Eve in New York next year. I'm not kidding.
He's just a little bit more well known than you, Dave. It's close.
But how do we do it, Eric? How do we do that? I want to do that.
A live remote from New York?
Yeah.
It could be done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, in Times Square especially.
I want
to
do it.
Well, we'll have to get on the phone with our friend Jeff Strauss. Remember, he was a producer.
He was very nice.
Yeah, he's the president of NYE and
very
all that
cool.
stuff.
Did a great job, again.
Yeah. And
the guy's good.
They did like a, how long was it? Like a 6-hour broadcast on TimesSquareAlliance.com. From Times Square.
Oh, I remember
Square.
He was saying that was the one to watch.
So if you wanted, it's fun
That's
to see
right.
New Year's Rockin'
yeah.
Eve, but if you wanted to feel what it's really like in Times Square.
I should have looked at that one, right?
Yeah, and he was on there, he was talking to, you know, telling the audience all, you know, basically what he told us.
I think we do a live remote next year there.
Yeah, we'll get
have
in touch
him
with him.
On. Yeah.
Or we could do a broadcast where I was. I was, normally I'm just sitting at home watching all
where
this stuff.
Where were you?
I went to a party because, you know, and it's the first time I've ever gone out on New Year's Eve.
Really? Yeah?
Yes. Oh. Normally, I just sit at home, but after our New Year's Eve show.
Well, you're a celebrity now. Come on.
I was just so pumped up about New Year's.
It was a good one. Yeah, I liked it.
I went out and...
Do you have pictures for us?
I don't have pictures yet.
Yeah,
but
video?
Pictures were taken. No, really? No video either. But here's the thing.
Yeah, what are you getting them developed?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
can you show them on the radio? Is it
well? Some of them. But it was a wild party. It was over in Scottsdale, and we were at a hotel in a big area in a hotel, and it was all my friends that usually come down. You know, the guy that dresses as Justin Bieber, my friend.
Danny?
No, Danny. Danny's in Chicago. Was in Chicago for years. Right. No, but I was with
How
Rex.
About that
I
other
was
person?
Jim.
I won't mention the name or the description of this
no,
person.
No, I was
there.
I was with Jim, but
roller
Jim...
Roller coaster.
Right. No. Yes. No. But Jim was there, and Jim is the guy that dresses up as Justin Bieber, and he's a lot of fun because he loves to, you know... he knows where the party is. He knows all the women. And those last 15 minutes, and I think that I've heard this on some
Does
movies
Jim have
and
a
stuff.
Gap in his tooth?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What? Yeah.
Oh, no,
you
I don't
thought
know.
You might know him?
No, like he has a toothpick and a gap and then goes no. around.
Oh, Nicolas
no.
Cage.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But the,
I think he gets it.
But
you've lost me
no,
at hello.
11:45 to midnight is the most exciting 15 minutes of your life.
It is every night?
You know, every New Year's Eve. I didn't know how all the suspense and everything, like who you're going to be around, you know, who you're going to kiss at midnight and all
wow,
that stuff.
Wow, there was kissing action?
There was kissing action.
And did you get any kissing
well,
action?
Well, now here's the thing. Okay, so this 15 minutes, Jim and I were going back and forth between two parties. We were sneaking into another party. And,
you were lining up who you might want
to
kiss,
and we were trying
right?
to figure out who we were going to stand next to.
Oh, good idea.
Right? And there was so much suspense and on the edge of our seats and, oh, just like so excited.
Uh-oh.
And here comes midnight.
You're so sheltered.
I know, I am. I am. But at midnight, Jim kissed someone. Everyone's kissing. There's fireworks going on and everything. I didn't kiss anyone.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit down about it. But then a few minutes later, I got a kiss on the cheek from the prettiest young woman at the party. A young woman who I've actually been looking, you know, and liking for the last several months.
Is she listening now?
I don't know, but...
Does she know you're a celebrity?
No, because I'm not going to, like, throw that out there.
Oh,
she's
you
gotta
need
like
to.
Me for
you
me.
Would have had from the cheek to the lips.
To you know, build on this. But, you know, it was... I was really sad about the holidays ending because you know how much I love Christmas and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was really down about the holidays ending. And then what a way to start the new year.
Getting the
with,
kiss
you know,
on the
a
cheek.
A nice kiss on the
hey,
cheek from a really pretty girl.
And did you talk to her?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So,
what did you say?
Well, that's between us.
No, but but you're just broadcasting in front of 1.5 million people.
Right, but here's another experience.
So between us, 1.5 million people.
Yes, another experience is not mine, but Rex, he was making out with two twins.
At
what?
The same time?
At the same time. That was his New Year's.
Oh, Siamese twins. They had the same lips.
But they were real twins.
Well, no, what? They were twins. Yeah, they were twins.
Right, Eric?
But
I mean,
were they involved in the action, like, with each other?
I don't know because
no, that's not what he's saying.
He's not saying that at all.
No, he was making out with them. They were kissing him at midnight. Twins.
Oh. But Eric,
with
would
him.
You agree?
Right.
If they're Siamese twins, it's easier to do.
You have no choice.
Siamese
yeah,
twins.
I mean, the lips are the same. It's the same lips, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
So
make
that's
out
why
with
it worked. You know. Yeah. Were they Siamese twins?
I don't know. I don't think so. I
what
saw
country
them.
Were they from?
They weren't
then?
Siamese twins. No, they weren't conjoined twins or anything like that. But
oh, okay. So I guess I wonder how you do that at the same time. Not the same moment.
He wanted me to take a picture, but I was too busy, you know, getting kissed on the cheek. And here's the thing. He was all excited.
Too busy getting kissed on the cheek. What do you have to do to get kissed on the cheek? It's like
no, it's not just any kiss. It was a kiss on the cheek from the prettiest girl there.
And did you know her?
I
well, he said he's been trying
been
to get her
trying,
for the next
last
couple months. Now.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but doesn't mean he knows her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well,
know you've been stalking her.
No, haven't been stalking her.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that.
It's just snowballs. But he was all excited that he was making out with two twins, and he couldn't get over that. I was just all excited over this.
But does she know you think it's more exciting that you got a kiss on the cheek while he had two twins at the same time?
No, but that's...
And you didn't see what happened after the three-way makeout when he left with the twins.
Well, no, unfortunately, they went home.
Yeah. The twins?
Yeah. They went home. Yeah.
Without him.
Oh, they lived together. Him.
So so what happened? Oh, you said you can't talk about what happened after the kiss.
Right, but here's the thing.
Was it a long kiss on the cheek or a little one? Like a little peck?
I don't know. I was like on a cloud nine, so it just like went through a blur kind of thing. I was in a fog.
What's her first name?
Are you not going to wash your face? First name.
Why not? There's
Her
first name. Her first name is Candace.
Oh, I love that name, yes. Candace.
I know her.
Yes,
yeah,
so
you
do.
Oh,
I got a kiss on the cheek.
Just so long as her.
Except I had the awareness to move.
Yeah.
And then it was on.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, this was proof to me that
New Year's is most exciting event and you've been missing it
for the last 30 years.
Yes, for the last 30 years. Not only that, but that 2014 is going to be the best year yet.
Are we going to do a live broadcast on New Year's Eve? Is that what you're saying?
No, how am I going to get a kiss on the cheek? That one was probably going to be more year, but
no, it'll be better because you'll be there now. Well, Joseph Erdo live here at wherever we're going to be.
If you do a live remote from Times Square next year, your chances of getting kissed by a woman increase exponentially.
Phenomenally, yes.
But it won't be worth it unless it's the hottest chick in the room, and that was, you know. That
what
was
are you,
my...
Shallow Hal?
Can we see these pictures of...
No.
I'll get
pictures in the next week or so.
Oh, no, but do you have any of her in general?
From when you
were stalking her?
Yeah.
I wasn't stalking her. My point just went out the window. Anyway, it's just a nice way to start the new year. And
with a telephoto lens through a window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Infrared at night?
My point
he
is
hired Dexter Morgan to track her down, but not to do a killer.
Is
anything,
my computer ready, mister?
It's not, actually.
2014 is going to be tremendous. So, you know, it's just, you know, do you believe in that superstition stuff?
Where what superstition?
Whatever you do the first day of the year is, you know, however you feel, that's kind of how you're going to feel the rest of the year?
Absolutely not. Right, Eric?
I've never heard of that.
I'm sorry. What was it?
However, if you have a good experience on the first day of the year, then you're going to continue to have good experiences throughout the year. However, you know, you set the mood right.
I sure hope so.
Yeah?
Oh, you had a good time?
New Year's?
A day.
New Year's Day?
The first, when you
woke up.
Shortly
after midnight.
After midnight.
Yeah, I was hanging with some friends at a dinner party, so we had a good time.
So you're going to have a good 2014, I predict it.
I sure hope so, because 2013 really sucked.
Oh, yeah. I think you're in store for amazing things,
yes.
Eric.
Good things
I really
are going to happen. Great things
I have
are
things
happen.
Lined up.
Because Eric's a good person, and good things happen to good people.
And did
Thank you.
Speaking you're of welcome. Good things, did Kathleen give you a nice kiss on New Year's?
Yes, of course.
Excellent.
Okay. Really?
Uh-oh.
Well, I didn't drink, and so that's why I remembered everything. Everyone
but
else
you said
there.
You were in
was
a
drinking.
What?
Who? I didn't say I was drinking.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Okay.
But you said you were in a blur.
What else were you doing?
That's
nothing illegal.
Yeah. But in some states,
it's in
maybe.
It's 2014 now.
But, how do we turn the screen on?
Press the power button.
Where's the power button?
The one closest to you.
Oh, that one.
That way. You got it. Oh. You got it. Right. You got it.
But you said it was a blur, Joseph.
Right.
And you weren't drinking, so how could it be a blur?
I was on cloud nine. I was just like, I was in a state of euphoria.
How old is Candace?
She's 30-something as well.
Oh, is she married?
No.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway.
Well, it's a cheek kiss. I mean, come on. I didn't say a cheek.
It meant
I
a lot to me. It meant a lot to me.
Can we get her in studio?
We'll see. Well, anyway.
About those twins? I
know. You
want to
see pictures of the twins.
Nah,
we'll get Rex to tell
Who
of his
Rex?
Experience.
I don't even know a Rex.
Well, we'll go over it. Well, anyway.
You know someone that's really named Rex?
Yes. Oh. So, But anyway, so let's
Sounds
play.
Like a horse's name.
Greg, he gave me my computer back, and what?
Well, when you're on the air, and I'm not a technician, it's
you
not
took
the easiest
You took it
to
for
fix.
A while.
I tried.
We're going to do something to cheer you up, Dave.
Yes.
Like I said, we've got Dave's best random enlightenments throughout the show today.
Ooh.
And so, you know, each segment, we'll play another set of them. And so this time, this is going to be number one for Dave's random enlightenments, DRE. And it's going to be from 20 to 17, I believe. So let's go ahead.
Dave's best random enlightenments of 2013. Number 20. Greg likes the turkey.
My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
I can tell, Dave. You look stuffed.
I eat early
like
and often.
That. Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you see the parade today?
You know, I'm a big fan of the balloons. Did you see Hello Kitty in that airplane?
I saw Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly?
Yeah. But not Hello Kitty. Okay. And I know Greg likes the turkey.
I absolutely do.
Because he calls me the turkey the time.
Well, your neck, kind of. You got that turkey neck.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they say that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. And that's our own Joseph, our Aeldoral. How do you say it?
Number 19. Bestiality is not one of my favorites.
It's Elsa, the Snow Queen.
The hottest animated female of all time.
She is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's
well, they don't have the big round eyes.
That is a really skinny waist. And sexy reindeers and sexy snowmen.
Well,
snow
was, you know, Bestiality is not one of my favorites. But.
Have you ever had a crush on a snow woman?
Well, you said reindeers dress up sexy. Who wants that? Eric.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, but what if it's a sheep?
A sheep? Is a sheep sexy?
No, not at all. I mean,
Number 18. What's a dingo dongo?
Distraction can serve as sort of a distraction from something scarier. Chuck E. Cheese used to scare me. But anyway, distraction can take you away from pain, other scary things, and mundane things. This is the story of my dating career. That reminds me of Kitty Genovese. What's a dingo dongo? Oh, I thought they were like Hostess Twinkies. You remember David Gates and Bread? Forgive me, Johnny. Are you still here? Okay. Eugenio Derbez. Eugenio Derbez. What? Brian Dennehy. Eric, I need to give you a shout out. You are just top notch.
Good.
I want to suck it up loud. Thumbs down on distraction unless it's controllable.
Number 17. The pants thing.
Do you like the snow?
I love the snow.
And do you have snowball fights?
Yeah, we've done some snowball fights. Not much, because it could be dangerous. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone. That could be a fine line, though. As people get older, the snow can contribute and sustain medical problems, right?
Yeah. You know, there's no putting that behind. He's, you know, about 85 years old, and he's still going strong.
How about that game where you sit on a big ice cube?
Yeah, and that's a problem. I remember a couple years ago, I got this huge rash. The pants thing.
The pants thing, what?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so that was number 20, numbers 20 through 17.
Those are good.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just going to keep on counting them down.
Wow, but, I remember that.
Yeah. So now 11 on my best list. Number 12, of course, was Wolf of Wall Street. Great movie. A lot of people agree. You agree, right?
I do agree.
Now, did you see Nebraska?
I have not seen that yet. I want to.
You've got to see Nebraska. Nebraska is my number 11 pick. It's a black and white movie. It's so simple, but it's so hilarious and emotionally resonant. It's one of the most life-affirming movies of the year. It's got this moment at the end. With
best actor, Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern is great in it. Will Forte. You know, great cast in this. Great, great cast. And it's brought to us by the same guy that made Sideways and...
Ooh, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few of those other movies that, you know, are terrific.
Two shockers, because you talked about Nebraska recently, too, because it just came out a month or two ago. But I thought both of these would have been much higher. So it is interesting to see what you have, you know, now in the top 10.
Yeah, and Nebraska, to be fair, that is my mom's favorite movie of 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Nebraska?
Nebraska, yeah.
Ooh.
But it's my number 11. So, you know, after the break, we're going to get into my top 10, as well as some other things. But this is the theme from Nebraska, Their Pie by Mark Orton.
Very exciting.
And you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios. I'm going to slow up my voice to match the music. And KPHX, Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back. Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
therapy. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy, wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie?
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here at 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac. Joseph Erdo is singing a song we don't know. Greg Isaac in the studio, our great producer, Eric.
And what is he? Dizzy, has he, Lizzie?
What are you singing?
Izzy and Ozzy, Lizzie, eh?
Oh, yeah.
It's Izzy and Ozzy, Lizzie by Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam.
Never heard
this
of that.
This is from my number 10 best movie of the year.
Which is?
It's a movie about home invasion.
Home invasion.
I know.
Home invasion.
The one with the pig mask.
No, not that one. It's a.
Another home invasion.
It's another,
The Purge.
That's the
Purge.
One I
and
was
you see, I hid the movies from you.
Wait.
This sounds like it came more from the other one. What was it?
You're Next.
You're Next.
Oh, yeah. You're Next is the pig mask.
Yeah, that was. Well, it's not pig, but there's other animals.
Oh, fox.
Yes, fox.
Oh, you know. I haven't seen The Purge. I wonder which one's the one with Ethan Hawke.
That's Ethan Hawke.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, because I remember some of his movies were some of your favorites.
Yes, and it's terrific. This is a terrific, terrific movie. Because normally horror movies, and you know horror movies are a personal favorite of mine.
Yes.
Most of them are not very intelligent.
Yeah.
The Purge is a highly intelligent movie. It really makes you think. I categorize it as a what-if white knuckler. It's thought-provoking. It's hair-raising. You've got questions about everything from mankind's necessity for release of pent-up anger to society's desire for economic equilibrium.
It's easy for you to say.
I know. It was difficult.
And the hair-raising. Your hair does
Yes,
lift up.
I know. I need a haircut. I do need a haircut.
Oh, I got mine.
You should have seen it.
You got a nice haircut.
I lost 8
should have seen his hair
process.
When the girl kissed him on the cheek.
Yes.
And he lost, he was blurred for a while.
I melted.
We'll have to have a video on Joseph at all times so we can see this.
Reality show.
Ed TV.
Or
Joseph
Truman
TV.
Show. Or a TV, yes.
Joseph
but,
TV.
But, you know, this was a really unsettling movie. It will give you nightmares. You know, the other thing that I really liked about it is now we've got a new meaning for the word purge.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not everyone's going to use it, but, you know, anytime I hear the word purge, are you going to go out and purge this year? I mean, that's like a new meeting, and we had a really nice discussion on the air here when we reviewed it earlier in 2013, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing that song again in 2014 because I've already got another rundown of the songs that are made scary by horror movies.
Oh, you do?
Part 3, yes.
Are they making a second Purge, too?
They are making a Purge, too.
And I know you're a big fan of another Ethan Hawke movie, of course, which was The Getaway with Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably one of the best movies
of the
year.
It was just called Getaway, wasn't it?
Oh, you're right. The Kim Basinger one was The Getaway.
Right.
Sorry,
and it's not a remake of that movie, which was also a remake of another movie with Steve McQueen, but it's not the same.
Interesting how that works.
And that is actually on my worst list, but we'll do that, in the next hour.
I think Eric saw Purge, didn't you? And you didn't like it.
I saw The Purge. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I don't think it was as spectacular as Joseph feels it was. But
you liked it.
I think your next was way better.
Ooh.
It might be on the list. It might be on the list. We'll see.
You're next.
Yeah, we'll see.
Coming in at number 9.
Well, no. But before we get to, you know, some more goody stuff, let's talk about the guests that we had on in 2013.
Yes. Who have we had?
We've had Don, you know, so I wrote down them. We could talk a little bit about what we learned from them and stuff like that if you want, or we could just pass by them. But I just wanted to recap.
I
want to
know what
everyone.
We learned.
Well, you know, our sex addiction therapist, Dr. Joseph Patterson.
I learned a lot about Greg.
You know, we want to thank all these guests that joined us, but the sex addiction show was just spectacular.
It was.
And, you know, we learned.
We found out things we had no idea about.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, we had on astronaut Dr. Sandra Magnus. That was
yeah,
great.
That was interesting.
We learned all about how all that debris in space. I didn't know that there was that much debris.
Gravity on one of my worst lists. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it might have been in like number 15 on my list or 14 somewhere
worse?
Around there. No, in best.
Oh, and I have it worse. Okay.
And well, then we also had on ocean piracy expert Roy Paul.
That was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked him about why not take guns on these boats, and he said international issues prevent it.
Exactly. And then we had on parapsychologist Stephen A. Schwartz. He told us all about
remote viewing. We got many calls
that
day.
We had remote viewing and telekinesis.
About girlfriends, about I knew this would happen. I knew she would get rid of me.
That was really interesting.
Because I had no money.
Yes. And remember we had on time travel expert Paul Davies?
He says it's possible. He's done it. But I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
He said he's done it for about a half a second. I was thinking, like, wait, how about the next day at least?
And I remember when we were having him on, Eric thought that, you know, this was going to be some crazy guy. And he had all of his cuckoo clock ready and everything. And it turned out that he was really just a scientist.
He's a physics guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says it's possible in about 100,000 years that we can meet each other in a different time plane.
And I hope that we will. I hope we will. And I'll go back and I'll get
I'll see you before you were a celebrity. Joseph, you're going to be a celebrity. I'm from the future.
I'll get a kiss on the lips. I'll go back in time and I'll make that decision.
Yeah.
I'll just turn my face.
Oh, About Time. Pretty good movie.
Yes, that was a good movie. And that's why we had on our time travel expert.
That's right.
We remember in honor of Inside Llewyn Davis, we had elegant folk artist Tyler Stenson. That was really interesting, right?
Yeah, let's see. Remind me a little bit more about that.
Well, he told
us
that
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was just a few weeks ago.
I have long-term memory.
It was tough. It's tough for...
he might not have been here to that show.
I was out of town.
Oh, well, it was interesting.
No wonder. They were making fun of me, Eric, and I was out of town.
And you weren't even here.
Yeah.
It was interesting because he told us that it's not that easy for an elegant folk artist, you know, to do live performances because it's more about the lyrics than the melody, right? It's more about he's telling a story.
Ask Paul Simon about that.
Right, okay. Well, then Penny Stocks millionaire Timothy Sykes, we had him on last week.
That was Interesting. Eric actually brought up an interesting point. Remember, yeah. Eric, what you learned is like, wait, if it's, you know,
if you're making money off of someone else's immorality,
misery,
right?
Is that really?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're doing it. If you're working in the same, you know, system, you're hurting people.
Yes. And that was
sort of interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a news program producer, Dana Milliken.
She was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Lisa Gibbons.
We're going to have her on in a few weeks.
I enjoyed that. She was very upbeat, positive. We remembered some old
we talked about
acquaintances, George Putman and Anchorman, yep. Et cetera.
And 70s culture expert Jeff Owenby.
He was cool, too. Nice website.
He's great, great website.
Brought back great memories.
Yeah, and I'm sure that now we've opened the door to, you know, having these, like, the 70s show. We'll probably have a 60s show. We'll probably have a 50s show. And
30 show.
And a 90 show that so that we can.
Absolutely.
You know,
we can get involved with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a
best
Mark
show,
Paul,
the dog show.
Yes. And remember, on our second Thanksgiving show, we had on dysfunctional family life coach Marie Dubuque.
Well, she wasn't dysfunctional, but
no, she
did teach
that.
Yes.
She told
us. Yeah, she
how
was
can,
very upbeat and bubbly.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
She has some great ideas.
Give me the bubbly.
And you weren't here for this one, but we had on turkey farmer Jim McManus from Walking Jay Farm.
Yeah.
That was a great interview. I thought that was terrific.
It made me very hungry talking about organic turkeys.
Yes, yeah. That
fantastic.
Was a, that was like our food show.
And then the Sarah Palin interview was really interesting.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, we hung up the phone immediately.
And Christmas tree farmer Daryl Norman, remember from the Arizona
very
Christmas
cool.
tree farm up
yeah.
in Flagstaff?
That was very interesting. Actually, that was incredibly interesting because someone, one of us three, asked a very intelligent question, you know, about insurance, about forests, and how do they protect it? And I asked that question.
Yes.
And the answer was very good about how they have big gaps between, and they have certain chemicals.
And pat yourself on the back.
I am patting.
GMOs.
He always
yes.
Yes.
Don't forget Santa Claus. I really enjoyed him.
Oh, he was
fantastic. Santa Claus? Yeah. Well, Santa Claus, he's on this list as well from Flagstaff's North Pole Experience.
Nice guy.
I'm sure that we're going to hear from him again next year.
I want to give Sam a lot of credit, you know, because he did great with Mason this year.
Yes.
Lots of great stuff. And that's just stuff at my house. I know he went to Mason's mom's house. A lot of stuff over there, too. So he did a great job.
And he's a really
give
busy
a
guy, too. And
but
he
was just a very
well, it shows
kind
how great
individual.
Mason was this year, but also how great Santa is.
Kind-spirited.
Very true. Yeah.
And I liked how Santa knew everything about us.
He did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was,
He's
sure
actually
he'll
told,
next year.
He, you know the girl's Christmas gift that kiss you on the cheek?
Yeah.
She said, I want to kiss Joseph on the cheek. He made it happen.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
And guess what happened?
I should have returned the favor. I should have, you know, went one.
Yeah.
I should have kissed her on the cheek.
Well, what's up with that? Is it too late?
We got to go back and talk to our time travel expert. See if we can do that.
No, you got to talk to your dating coach.
Okay.
I could be your dating
coach. We'll have a dating coach on.
Are there dating coaches?
Yeah, there are dating coaches, really.
We'll have one on, yeah.
And, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And also for Halloween, remember we had on Crypt Keeper. The Crypt Keeper, John Kassir.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah,
he's
a really good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And, of course, we talked about him earlier, New Year's Eve producer Jeff Strauss.
He was one of the most enthusiastic of all the guests we've ever had. You got to love a guy like that to put on the big one of the – I can't even imagine how huge this event is.
I know.
Billions of people watch it. What a phenomenal talent he is, and making so many people happy. You got to honor that guy.
Yeah, and he was like dancing on the stage at Times Square, you know, at midnight and stuff.
How old is he? You think?
I don't know, but he was really
what does he look?
Guy. Right,
about 30, 40?
We'll look him up.
Are you interested?
No. I just got married, bud.
We had two more reindeerologist Daryl Simon from Crystal Collection Reindeer.
That was very strange. An ologist, a reindeerologist, the study of reindeer, and he said they fly. And Eric, have you seen them fly? I've seen birds fly.
Yes, I've seen horse flies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And finally, you weren't here for this one, but we had on snowman historian Bob Eckstein.
There's a story on snowman?
You didn't listen to the show?
Was I in Vegas?
Yes. You should listen to
it
after the fact. We have archives of this stuff, you know.
It's good, right?
Yes. But so snowman historian Bob Eckstein, he was a cartoonist as well for The New Yorker. So a lot of great guests.
Oh.
And what's really cool is that I've already been planning this year's
guests. Oh, good. Yeah. What do we got?
And, you know, we've got lined up, we've got a squirrel show.
A who?
A squirrel show.
I hope there's one that water skis.
I hope so, too.
You mean that cartoon? Eric, what was that, the squirrel? Something in
Rocky.
Rocky. Okay.
For the Nut Job, right?
Yes, for the Nut Job.
Yeah, and the movie coming out.
Yes, and we've got a Valentine's Day special coming up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What do we got? A functional dating coach?
I'm working on it still.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating coaches, we've got on a marriage coach, I believe, next week in honor of her. It's a movie starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, I was only thinking honor of a date.
And
getting married.
It's really
all these years.
A marriage coach.
Yeah, we'll see if she can give you some advice as well. But it's really all about intangible being love. Now, this is because in her, he falls in love with his operating system.
That's right. Yes.
And so we'll also talk about how maybe I kind of have this crush on Elsa the Snow Queen.
Siri, get me a beer.
Yeah, that's it. Don't know if she could do that. But, you know, people always have these attractions to these intangible beings, like cartoon characters and stuff. So we'll see if that's healthy, how that happens. What? I'm not saying that I haven't had fantasies about Elsa.
Who's Elsa?
The Snow Queen.
From Frozen. Yeah. I don't feel the same way, but the movie was great.
I didn't see the movie, so I don't know.
But I prefer Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Well,
myself.
See, but you kind of know what I'm talking about, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I like Daryl Hannah.
I'm still happy that I got my
Daryl
kiss
Hannah.
On the cheek from Candace is cuter
Daryl
than
Hannah.
Elsa.
Daryl Hannah.
And so we've got a lot of
Daryl
cool
Hannah.
Okay, Daryl Hannah. No,
thanks.
About Daryl Hannah.
But a lot of really cool guests coming up. I'm still working on those. We've got a pie show as well, by the way.
Well, a pie, what does that mean? You mean the mathematics of pie?
Well, actually, we're going to be joined, of course, by the great Jason Biggs to tell us what it's like.
We might. And we've also got
have a date with the pie.
And a homeless show. Yes. Not to bring things down, but so a lot of really cool
things.
What's
a homeless show?
A show all about homelessness.
We're going to put Dave on the street for a week.
Bum fights,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get to our next Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Here is the next set, number two.
Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Number 16. Can you say Tito Puente? Yeah.
My pet duck is named Frozen.
You have a duck?
Yes.
Does he like give you little kisses?
On the lips.
You did this behind my back?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah.
Oh, so, anyway. Eric. I've never heard of that, Eric.
Well, he has showered with me.
I heard about that.
Too much detail. And Eric, you can eat after hearing that? Right. Eric, can you say Tito Puente?
Tito Puente.
Oh! Wow. Huge deal. The girl was not in a diaper.
What?
Relays. How do you spell relief?
Yeah, that's some kinky stuff.
I like it.
Number 15. Where's the bum, bum, bum? Dave, Greg, Joseph, and Eric hit the stage for the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas concert.
Here we go. One, two, three.
I'm dreaming of a white.
You practiced.
Christmas.
I practiced.
And that's Joseph. Keep going. I like it.
The ones I used to know.
Where's the bum, bum, bum? Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, oh, that is good. I haven't heard this one.
Dave is in the snow.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum. I'm dreaming.
Number 14. I think we're going to get fired.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of money for your honeymoon, right?
Or getting
your
money wedding? For a honeymoon? Pay out money for a honeymoon. It would be good if you knew the background information. People get married sometimes out of chemistry. This is different. This is based on deep friendship. Do you believe in that, Eric?
I don't know, but I'm laughing already.
Wow. You're cute, though, right, Eric?
Yawn. I don't care.
Oh, no.
You're going to have a really interesting honeymoon, Dave.
Yeah, it's tough.
The Farmer John's hot dogs and a high fly ball.
Well, I'll flip the switch on or off whenever I want. You like it, Eric?
Sounds sexy.
Don't call me that. I think we're going to get fired.
Yeah, so they just keep counting down.
That is very good.
Yeah, so my number 9 best movie of the year is Disconnect. Remember that movie? It's all.
No.
It's kind of like Crash, but for the high tech era. You know, it's all.
That's
based
your
on
best
the
movie of the year?
No, number 9.
Oh,
we're counting
number
down.
Nine.
Calm down.
Oh yeah,
not even
number
there
nine.
Yet.
I'm not there yet. Number 9 is Disconnect.
I didn't see that.
Well, you've got to see it. It's deeply disturbing. If you're ever, you know, if you're ever on the computer, you will be scared to use the computer again after watching this movie.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of dangers out there.
On the computer?
There are predators.
I had
there are people who
today.
Will steal your money.
Kapersky
my ex-wife sends me emails.
Yes.
Still? Oh.
Oh, yeah? That's never ending. That's the never ending story.
Oh, see? I saw that movie.
And
it was written, produced, and directed by you.
And just think, if there wasn't the internet, then he wouldn't be getting these emails.
You know, I hate email.
What does some of the emails say? Or can you say?
Oh, I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to say.
No. But,
they're not nice.
Can you say on there? Okay. Yeah, you better not.
It's probably just as unnerving as this movie, Disconnect. It says some strikingly significant things about alienation, the way it's just a really captivating movie. It left me engaged from beginning to end. Just a terrific movie. And the song that's going to take us into our break is from Disconnect, Sail by AWOL Nation.
What's AWOL Nation?
That's a band. But it's a great song. This opens the movie.
And this is called Sail?
Sail. It's a great song that opens the movie in the opening scene.
Does it start at Target, the Sail, or does it go to Best Buy?
S-A-I-L.
S-A-I-L. Oh, like sailboat.
Yes.
Correct.
I don't get it. Bless you, Greg, who just sneezed and he missed the mic. I don't think people heard it, but now they know.
ADD, baby.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I play guitar. Maybe we could be in a band. Do you play an instrument?
Drums.
You do?
Yeah.
I play guitar. What do you play, Greg?
I watch.
Eric, do you play an instrument?
Yes, I play multiple instruments.
All right. Then we can do a band, and we are live here at 1480 AM Studios KPHX. Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
But now you're gone. You are far gone. All the way to your island.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live here, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg.
About
Isaac.
And not about all the
and
bad
we don't know the lyrics.
But when we were together alone. This is a beautiful love song, isn't it?
No. It's very weird, Eric. This song gives me the creeps.
Twisted.
It's waltz for
twisted.
A night.
It's twisted. No, I agree with Eric. It's twisted.
What's wrong with what? Why is it twisted?
It sounds a little off.
Yeah, it's way off. Like our singing.
You don't like Julie Delpy?
Oh, my God. Before Midnight, one of my worst movies. The worst movie of
but
the year.
Joseph's number eight.
Number
eight.
Oh, well, she's heard it.
Are we at seven?
Number, what number are we on?
I think eight. Maybe nine?
No, eight, because
seven.
You did
you're
nine.
Right. Number
oh, seven.
Yes.
Seven.
Number seven.
And this is the other Ethan Hawke one, but not Getaway was the great Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Getaway was terrible, but this was wonderful. How could you not like Before
Don't say,
Midnight?
But, oh, my God, you're saying that?
Before Midnight is deep, meaningful, and realistically
shallow, hollow, and
realistically
shallow.
Romantic. Dave, what is wrong with you?
It was so
You're
distorted
so
of dysfunctionality.
You're so wrong.
It if was you, horrible.
Give us a call, 602-252-1480, if you agree or disagree.
602-252-1480. Before Midnight was pathetically dragged out among the worst dialogue I've ever heard. Who wrote that movie?
You know, it's wonderful. You still haven't seen the other two movies,
actually,
though.
Before
I saw
Sunrise.
One of them, and Before Sunrise was okay.
Before Sunset?
Yeah, that one, too.
Actually, Dave,
but Before Midnight was ridiculous.
The writer of the film is actually joining us this Thursday.
Richard Linkletter.
Yeah.
Art Linkletter?
No.
His brother?
No. No. It's just such a wonderful movie. Anyway. All right. So let's move on from there. And I don't know if we'll have time for our in memoriam. We might move that to our next segment. So let's talk a little bit. Let's do our next Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Let's hear our next set, number three.
Dave's Best Random Enlightenments of 2013. Number 13. What the heck are you guys laughing about?
Sort of a political show that I watch is Married with Children. What the heck are you guys laughing about? It's not a one-size-fits-all. I love that show, but it's really cool. It's a nice political show, and I really love Brokeback Mountain. Boy meets girl. Mm-hmm. Boy tries to impress girl. Boy has a Mercedes and can't pay for it. I'm lost like the TV show. Oh, remember Aliens? That was pretty good, because in the dark, you can't see much, but when you turn on Amanda Bynes, you can absolutely see many more things.
Number 12. I didn't know if it was an earthquake or a bomb.
I was married, and all I saw was explosions. I think it was January 17th at 4:31 a.m. in the morning. That was unbelievable. It was a mess, and it was really scary. We had a house on the hill, and there's all glasses in the bedroom, and I didn't know if it was an earthquake or a bomb. Certain very terrifying events are life-changing often,
yeah.
and it does change your values, and it changes your decisions. So I moved to Phoenix.
Number 11, go to the closet.
Okay, who am I asking for?
Carrie.
Hello?
Is this Carrie?
Who is this?
This is Dave Isaac.
Don't you dare call this number again.
Why?
Oh.
She hung up on me?
You lost complete control of that interview, Dave.
What happened, Eric? I thought I was a good interviewer.
You know, usually you do a good job, but
no.
You just totally lost that one.
Wow.
What was that?
Oh,
there's some weird stuff going on.
Pray for forgiveness.
What's going on, Dave?
I don't know. What the heck?
Go to the closet.
What happened?
And that, of course, is from our Halloween special.
It was.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. And before you know it, we'll already see Halloween decorations out for next Halloween.
That's yeah, they do it 6 months early these days. Now.
They do, yeah.
And you know, because we're out for Meetup, one of my activities that I'm looking forward to is the halfway to Halloween bar crawl. We're doing that in April.
Wow, really?
Yes. We're all going to get dressed up again, and yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're supposed to wear last year's Halloween costume, so I guess I get to be Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother
right.
again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Too much time on my hands.
Hey.
Do you get to see the roller coaster girl?
Maybe. What? Oh, no. Hopefully not. But anyway, let's keep it upbeat.
Okay.
By the way, How I Met Your Mother, I just found out that that Kristen Milioti, who plays the mother in How I Met Your Mother, she is in that commercial with John Magaro that we were talking about last Christmas, Joy. Really? She's in a Coke commercial.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. But she was in the movie we talked about.
Yeah, she was in Wolf of Wall Street as well. So,
and
which really
one?
Cool. Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, but which girl?
She was the first wife.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah, what was really cool about this commercial is that the lyrics, is she is the first girl that he's ever kissed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
On the cheek.
So, yes.
You have something in common.
Yes, so I'm very excited. But
don't let Frozen know.
Right. But before
I... Did Frozen know?
What?
That you got kissed on the cheek?
Yes, yeah, he was very jealous. Trust me.
Did he come with you on New Year's Eve?
No, he did not. He did not. That might have sealed the deal, though.
Is he a quack up?
Okay, well, my number 7 pick is Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh,
it's right. It moves viewers through melancholy. It's by the Coen brothers. It's a poetic observation about how struggle inspires art. Also, extremely entertaining, a satire of folk music. You've got wry laughs. You got a soundtrack that will make you want to own it the moment that you leave the theater. It's just such a wonderful movie. And, you know, I highly recommend you go out there, excuse me, and see this movie. Again, it's called Inside Llewyn Davis. It's still playing in theaters. Just came out a few weeks ago. And I got a comment just now by text from Stan Robinson, my colleague over at AZ Weekly. He says, Before Midnight made his short list as he was compiling his top 10. So you've got someone else agreeing with me.
And not agreeing with Dave.
Oh, I have actually, a text right now. Oh, yeah, many texts.
Oh, yeah, many texts.
It says, let me slide Before over Midnight should have waited until the strike of midnight where the
I'm reading that text goblins, on Dave's phone. He doesn't realize
the
I can see out the corner
in,
of my eye. And it actually
and
says, I also love
turn
Before
to
Midnight.
Nightmares.
As much as good as Before Midnight was, I like 12:15 when I got that kiss. The song that's going to take us into the break is from Inside Llewyn Davis, Please, Mr. Kennedy, sung by the cast. It's up for the best song Oscar this year.
Best song?
Best song at the Oscars.
Really? The best song?
They have
best songs?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, this is one of them.
How does it go?
Well, we're going to hear it in just a few seconds.
Yeah, I like hearing you
Please,
sing.
Mr. Kennedy, uh-oh.
Here we go.
Go into outer space. Uh-oh,
yeah.
Please, Mr. Kennedy,
don't
uh-oh.
Go. Keep going.
To shoot me into
That's
outer
it.
Space.
You're doing good. Go on. You're doing it. Come on. Yeah, that's it. If
outer.
You sang space.
Space.
Oh, there you go.
Outer.
And then
space.
I never even heard most of these songs.
And this is Justin Breakthrough Timberland. Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.